If you haven't experimented with this vitamin, which is technically a hormone, you may be missing out on the hidden link between why you don't feel so great, especially if you suffer from winter depression. I'm TJ Nelson from DominateDepression.com. I suffered from depression for 11 years, and vitamin D is one of the things that I supplemented with to get my levels back in their optimal range so that I started feeling good every day. I'll tell you my experience with vitamin D, and I'll also show you my test results as I tried a brand when I started out supplementing for about a year that didn't actually work, and then I tried another higher quality brand that did work. So I'd advise you guys to really choose a brand that you know it's going to work and get your vitamin D levels tested every now and then to make sure your levels are in the optimal range. You want to get your range vitamin D around 60 to 80. If you take too much vitamin D, it's toxic, so it's going to be counterproductive if you take too much. So getting a vitamin D test is really cheap. If you've been suffering from depression, you haven't been supplementing with vitamin D, and you notice that you get more depressed in the winter, go get a test done, see where your levels are at. If your levels are low, there's one brand I would highly suggest that you take. On the other end, there's a brand that you shouldn't take. For 1 year, I took a brand called Nutrigold Vitamin D. I took 5,000 international units of it every day. After a year, my levels of vitamin D were still pretty low. They weren't dangerous, they weren't in the bad range, but it was low. So after that experience of taking Nutrigold for a year and not experiencing an increase in my vitamin D levels, I decided to pick up Thorne Research Liquid Vitamin D and use that instead. So I took Thorne Research Liquid Vitamin D for only 3 months, and it raised my levels from around, it was 36 to 64. Taking just one vial of this in 3 months, I was able to raise my vitamin D levels up into that ideal range, and I can say honestly that recently I've been feeling better than I have felt in a long time. Lack of vitamin D can cause all sorts of diseases and other problems, but one of the main things that lack of vitamin D can cause is things like fatigue and brain fog, and it's associated with depression. So especially in the winter months, if you find that you start getting depressed, it could be a sign that you're not getting as much sun as you're used to, your vitamin D levels are dropping, and your body's not functioning quite as properly, so you don't feel as good. I would highly suggest that you try taking Thorne Research Liquid Vitamin D, as my test results are proof that it worked, it raised my levels, and I'd strongly advise you guys, if you're depressed, just go get a vitamin D test. Who knows, you might spend, you know, 40, 50 bucks, you'll find out, hey, let's see, my vitamin D levels are extremely low, and you start supplementing with it, and that might be the fix. That might be the last thing you need to do to get over your depression and start feeling good every day.